Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh met with the media to recap the final day of the NFL draft.
Well, it was a long day, a couple of days, but today was a long day. Happy the way that it transpired. I think we added some really interesting, good developmental players, some guys that can come in and help us right away, and some guys that, like, looking out, you know, I think we'll be looking back and saying, hey, these guys really helped our team. So just quickly, some quick things on these guys. Buchanan was a guy that I did late in the process. The coaches and scouts liked him. I saw a guy that played very hard, very gifted mover, explosive, excellent coverage linebacker, should translate well to special teams. Think he's a really polished, tough, tenacious guy. Carson Vinson, Coach Warhop, one of his favorite prospects, a small school guy, a tremendous size and strength. I can tell you, he came into my office last week. He visited last week and almost broke my hand. And then he tried to shake my hand and was leaving my office, and I just looked at him and said, I'm good. But he's just a big, strong, physical, athletic player. I think Coach Warhop's excited to work with him. BK from Western Michigan, as he likes to be known, tall, long corner. I think he runs really well, good ball skills. I think he can, you know, get stronger, but I think he's got really good coverage ability. I think he's a guy that can play from off and play from press. Good developmental corner with the size that we look for and the speed that we look for. Tyler Loop, the kicker, we told you guys that we would consider drafting a kicker if the right one was there, and this was a guy that, you know, for the last, 3 weeks, Randy Brown, our kicking coach, has been out canvassing the country, looking at kickers and evaluating guys. And I got to be honest, it was kind of nice having him out of the office for an extended period of time. Just a joke. I think Randy does a phenomenal job evaluating these kickers. And he came back and he said, really, hey, Eric, there's one guy that I really covet, and it's Loop. And so, I think for us, we've kind of felt like we had to draft him. And it was just a matter of getting the right spot and kind of working the picks and kind of come up with the right combination. And we think he's got a really strong leg and he's got a lot of potential. I think Wester is a guy that, what stands out about him is really his return ability. If you watch him, I think he's a twitchy, explosive punt returner. I think, you know, last year it became evident that we could probably get better there at that position. I feel like last year is probably I didn't do a good enough job making sure that we had a good punt returner on the team. We had some guys, but we couldn't get the right mix, the right guy to really do it. And we think Wester has a chance to really come in here and be an impact punt returner for us. So excited about him. Aeneas Peoples is Coach Harbaugh, one of his guys. He loved his tape. We loved his explosion. He's a little undersized, but he's a twitchy, disruptive player who can rush the passer, who plays hard. I think he's got a really, really good skill set for us as a third down sub rusher who runs to the football and can make some plays that way. Longer Beam, I think, another corner. As I was looking at it, you know, the last couple weeks for me, the two guys that were most intriguing corner-wise were BK and Longer Beam. And, I think we were kind of going back and forth because they were so close and both so talented in different ways. And I think our goal was to get one of those two guys. And as we got to the end of the draft, Longer Beam was still there. It was like a no-brainer for us to take him. He's just a really, really quick-footed, good corner who can play off coverage. He supports the run. He plays bigger than his size, and he's got tremendous speed. And, you know, one thing we know here in Baltimore is you can never have enough corners. We think now we have a really, really good mix of veteran corners and also younger developmental guys who can help us get better. And then the final guy is Garrett Dellinger, another offensive lineman from LSU. We watched him this year at the Senior Bowl. He's got a talented athlete, a big wide body guy, a true guard. He's physical. He's tough. I think he's a smart player. Incidentally, born in the state of Maryland, so that was kind of cool. A guy that we're excited about. We think he has traits, and we like the way he plays. Questions?
Okay.
You know, Eric, it seemed like it was a very heavy defensive draft, how you got, especially early on. How much do you think you impacted the defense with this draft?
Well, I think, you know, we went into it, you know, thinking maybe that we would allocate some resources to that side of the football. you know, I think it's very cyclical. Some years we spend most of our picks on offense, some years more so on defense, some years we're balanced. You know, I think early on this year we did spend some picks on defense. I think we got some great football players at important positions. You know, guys that can make plays on the football, guys who can get to the quarterback. You know, I think that's great. And probably the one thing we couldn't do is get that big wide body type guy. And I think, you know, that's something that we'll assess and address after the draft. And, you know, we're already starting to talk about that. So we're aware of that. But I think the guys we took can really impact the defense for sure, and we're excited about them.
Like a backup nose type to make up for Michael Pierce's?
Yeah, just a big, you know, first and second down run stuffing type of guy. Probably have a place for a guy like that. We had a couple guys late that got picked in the draft that we were targeting potentially, and they got picked. But I think we do have some options, you know, with street free agents and different things that we will have an opportunity to address that in some way.
With the selection of a kicker, I mean, is the expectation that he would come in and compete with Justin? Is the expectation that he would come in and be the kicker? Is it too early to say? What's your thinking on that?
Yeah, I think he's a really talented player, and I think that, you know, right now they're both on the roster, and, you know, it was a situation for us where we're just trying to find the best football players. So we're excited to see what he can do. I've actually never met, you know, Tyler. I'm looking forward to that. He'll be here next week, get a chance to see his leg, and that will help us address, you know, what our decision-making is going to be moving forward.
Do you guys get periodic updates on the league's investigation into Tucker, and have you gotten any ballpark idea of when it might be concluded, you know, June, training camp, any updates on that?
Yeah, and so I'm not a part of that loop, so to speak. You know, I do get some updates from Sashi periodically. Haven't gotten anything recently, and we're not really under any, you know, idea when that timeline's going to be. We're just kind of waiting.
So Eric, you don't feel drafting a kicker, how much that, what does that do to impact, you know, Justin's roster spot at all?
No, I haven't really thought about that at this point. I just thought he was a really talented player, and it made sense for us to do that for a lot of different reasons. You know, I mean, we've told you guys multiple times this spring that we would look at kickers, and so for us it's like any other position this year. We evaluated all these guys. We felt like he was draftable. We felt like he was the best kicker, and it made sense for us to take him.
Did the Patriots' decision force you guys to make your move when you did, or was it all planned when you had?
You know, that's a good question, Jerry. I think it certainly, you know, it's like this with every position, right? So you have a player that maybe you like, and, you know, you're certainly aware of runs, and we see that all the time. And, you know, it's something that we're very attuned to, and that's really a thing. It's like momentum in sports, right? It's there's a run. And so, you know, we had sort of targeted if we were going to take this guy. It was going to be somewhere probably in the third day of the draft and probably in one of the later rounds. But when you see sort of the toothpaste open up, you know, you have to be aware that, hey, this could start a run. And, you know, we've seen it with other positions. We saw it last year with offensive linemen in the second round. You know, we saw it a few years ago when we drafted Jordan Stout with punters. So it does happen, aware of that. I wouldn't say it necessarily, like, increased the urgency for us necessarily, but it was definitely like, okay, this is the time we probably have to go ahead and do it.
John, you have a close relationship with Justin. Is he someone you talk to and give him a heads up that you're planning a drafting kicker, or do you think he's been around a long time and he understands this part of the—
Right, both. You know, I don't think we would have to, but we had talked to him. He was in this week, kicking and working out. So we had conversations, and he already understood. He knew the situation, and you guys knew. He had seen all those kind of quotes too, so he knew that was a possibility.
John, what kind of stood out to you? I mean, you've been around a few kickers. What stood out to you when in looking at what you saw from Tyler?
Yeah, I watched the tape with Randy, took me through it. Randy saw him in person also. We looked through all the guys, and he's good. I mean, he's a talented guy. He's strong, and he's very consistent with his leg swing. I think he's one of these guys who's he's a kicking nerd. You like to see that. I mean, he's really into every detail and technique, and he studied Justin a lot, you know, and a lot of other guys too, and he studied our operation. So I know he's excited too.
Eric,
After you signed Cooper Rush, you have a veteran backup. Was there any consideration of drafting a developmental quarterback during this draft?
We did look at that. We had a few guys that we liked. We were probably in a situation on a third day when we might have done that. And, I can tell you one guy got picked that we really did like. We talked about it. I mean, we still think Devin has a chance to develop, and I think he improved over the course of the year. But, again, there were some guys we liked, one in particular that we might have taken, but he got picked.
Eric, can you explain the rationale behind that one trade with the Titans? Seemed kind of odd to move back five in one round and then move up five in the next.
Yeah, it was kind of an analytics thing for us. I agree it kind of looked weird, but it also had to do with our draft board and where we thought we had to take guys, and that just a combination of picks, potentially tied to the kicker, just for us to gain some additional flexibility in the sixth round and maneuver a little bit that way. It really wasn't anybody that we really coveted at that specific point when we picked. So we just liked the movement in the sixth round for us to kind of get some things accomplished. And also, we felt like there might be an opportunity for us to actually potentially use some of those sixth-round picks potentially to acquire some picks next year, which we sort of did by trading a sixth-round pick and then as part of another deal, but to get a fifth-round pick. So it was really an analytics thing, a strategy that we used based on the board, the type of players that we thought were there, and then also the percentages that not to get too geeky, but we have this list that Derek Yam does, which gives us percentages of when guys are going to be there in each round at each point at each pick. So for us, based on that and the players that we wanted, we thought it made some sense.
Eric, since we're not going to talk to you for a while, do you have any update on your options?
I do not. Thank you.